Okay, so I'm here with Cecilia Jakes from the City of Nelson and Dharma McBride, physician at the Kootenai Lake Hospital. Thank you both for joining me.
It's great to be here. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Yeah, thanks for having us.
So the reason we're here is, Dharma, you're representing a group called Doctors and Nurses for Planetary Health.
That's correct.
You've teamed up with the City of Nelson on a project promoting active transportation. And before we get into that, though, what is Doctors and Nurses for Planetary Health?
Yeah, thanks for asking. This is a group of interested healthcare professionals, not just doctors and nurses, but anyone within the health profession who feels it's really important to advocate for kind of a bit of a more holistic approach to health in terms of community health and how it intersects with climate change and the climate crisis and how our health determines the health of the planet and how the planet's health determines our health. So we're trying to work on this and integrate with, you know, within our community, but as well as just introducing the subject in all aspects of things health related.
And so is this a, I don't know, is it a BC-wide group? Is it Canada-wide? Or what is the, who's involved?
It's essentially, I mean, mostly Nelson-based with some branching out throughout the Kootenays. It's integrated with some of the work that's done with the Canadian Association of Physicians for the Environment, groups in Vancouver, and there's a lot of certainly interested people within the healthcare world who want to really kind of bring the climate crisis to the fore. So there's a number of different groups throughout the province. And yeah, we're trying to always branch out. We're really making some inroads within the interior health framework of basically making an executive position within the higher levels of interior health to speak to planetary health and how the health authority can improve its footprint.
So in a lot of ways, this project here, promoting active transportation, which the planet's health and, you know, our individual health really, you know, go hand in hand. And this project in particular is cycling. So, Cecilia, you could talk about maybe how this lines up with the city's goals with, you know, you guys have been promoting cycling for a long time and it's part of Nelson Next and stuff like that. So, I mean, it's a win-win, right, for our health and the planet's health.
Yeah, absolutely. So those who've heard me talk before probably have heard me talk a lot about Nelson Next, but the City of Nelson does have a very ambitious climate plan. We actually have some of the most ambitious climate targets in Canada. And, you know, one of the first aspirations within Nelson Next is really around transportation and how we move around the city. So cycling is a big piece of that. Obviously, walking and other forms of transportation, or sorry, active transportation, have huge overlap with the work that Dharma is talking about with health and climate change. So we're really looking at this as a way to kind of partner, help get people out in the community, being active, improving their health, and then ultimately having a positive impact on the environment.
So let's talk about the project here, promoting active transportation. I've been saying that a lot, but that's what we're trying to do here. You guys received a $17,000 grant from the BC Alliance for Healthy Living. So what is the BC Alliance for Healthy Living?
So the BC Alliance for Healthy Living is an organization that is really around promoting healthy living across the province. And so we reached out to them kind of early days to temperature check of whether or not our project would align with the funding opportunity that they did open up. And sure enough, the City of Nelson and the partnership with the Doctors and Nurses for Planetary Health was pretty aligned with the work that they're doing. So they actually have provided us with $30,000 in funding, and $17,000 of that will be for providing Nelson residents with free cycling equipment. And so that's a huge amount of money to be distributing out in the community. And we're hoping that that's really going to address one of the kind of most low-hanging fruit in terms of barriers that people face to actually getting on their bicycle. So we're going to be giving away things like, you know, studded tires for riding in the winter time, helmets, safety gear, lights, all kinds of stuff that would help cyclists in Nelson feel more safe and comfortable on the road.
And that gear will be given away at your event, the Winter Cycling Expo, which is Sunday, November 26th. At what time is that?
That event is going to run from noon to 4 p.m. And we're going to have a bunch of cool activities going on besides the gear distribution, which will be pretty cool. So we're going to have a number of speakers. There's going to be a panel discussion. Looks like there's also going to be a film at the end of the day with some interesting insights on winter cycling in particular. So, yeah, we're hoping that everybody will come down and at least check out the event because there's going to be lots of interesting stuff happening that day.
You mentioned an email to me that there'll also be some, you know, educational benefits there, talking about, you know, how cycling does benefit our health. Dharma, maybe you can give us a little preview of maybe what some people will learn there about how cycling, you know, does help us out health-wise.
Yeah, sure. I think a lot of people who do cycle do it for different reasons, for transportation, of course, being one, recreation the other. I think there's a huge body of evidence just supporting the idea that those who cycle have better physical health, mental well-being, but also in terms of how our community moves. I think less cars on the road, congestion, not just in terms of, you know, pollution, et cetera. But I think there's a lot of elements that do impact our community health. I personally, you know, I'm a mountain biker, road biker, but I cycle around town most of the year, except for when it's really snowy. And I do find it's just an expedient way to get around town. You know, you can get around quicker. You're basically getting your exercise in, because I sit in my job more than I'd like. And I think it's just a good way to kind of make sure you're getting fresh air. I think a lot of people, it puts a smile on their face when they see somebody cycling by. I do want to mention one thing, though, because, you know, that certainly cycling in the winter, which is something that we're trying to promote, has inherent risks. I think there's some safety concerns on some days. I think that's been spoken to quite a bit in terms of the infrastructure that currently exists and could exist for safe bike lanes. So one part of this event's main objectives is to make sure that we're getting people who are kind of winter cycling curious to cycle safely with the right equipment, but also like how to, you know, basically approach that on a given winter day when it might be a little bit snowy, might be slushy. So there's going to be a lot of, you know, specifics around that. And some people will kind of bring their gear and show how they approach the issue. I think the other piece here is that we want to make sure that people kind of normalize the idea of cycling as transportation. I mean, if you go to Europe, it's the way people get around. And our town is steep. It's got hills, and I think electric bikes are kind of a game changer there. But we just want to kind of show that it's not only healthy, but also, you know, a convenient way to get around and a normal thing for the rest of the world, and hopefully here.
Yeah, I mean, driving a car in Nelson isn't the funnest thing either. You know, there's, you know, finding a parking spot on Baker pretty much any time, any day of the week. Yeah, so we all want to see more space. We've had the town square here that we tried out a couple months ago, and that was pretty cool, you know, opening it up. What really interests me there is you talking about the community health there, and, you know, I was talking about benefits of cycling health-wise. I'm thinking, you know, maybe it's good for your heart, maybe it puts you in better shape. But that was a really interesting aspect of it, just being involved with the community, talking to people, seeing people, you know, just overall mental health and improving that by cycling is an interesting thought.
Yeah. I was in Montreal recently, and those who know the town know that over the last few years, they've converted Mount Royal Avenue into essentially a car-free zone, and it's totally taken off. It's an amazing boom for businesses. You see all sorts of people cycling, walking, you know, rollerblading, getting around, and I think it really does get people more engaged in their community. It gets people a bit more, you know, not only physically active, but mentally active and connected. So I think it's an all around good thing.
Cecilia, you mentioned there that you actually received $30,000 in funding, 17 going to cycling gear. What's the other 13 being used for?
Yeah, great question. So following the event, our kind of like larger plan for the rest of the funds there is that we're going to be hosting a bit of a cycling competition throughout the late winter and early spring. So there's going to be lots of prizes that go out to the community. So whether that's going to be, you know, more gear or something more specialized, we're still kind of figuring out those details. And of course, there's other costs associated with administering a program like this. So things like renting the space and getting somebody to come in and actually help coordinate it, all that stuff is kind of part of that grant.
So Cecilia, when we spoke before, we've talked about the work the city's doing, and prior things we've brought up, we haven't really had a partnership like we have here with Doctors and Nurses for Planetary Health. So how do the partnerships help promote what the city's working on?
Yeah, I think that actually one of the best ways that we can influence the community is working alongside the people who have shared and common goals around the Nelson X climate plan. So I see partnerships as absolutely critical now and all the way out to 2030, when we're going to be looking at, you know, where we've actually landed with our really ambitious targets. So for me, I think that partnerships are one of the ways that we can actually scale up our impact. And so the doctors and nurses in Planetary Health are a really great example of that. But we also have actually have 11 other community partnerships that are working towards different facets of our climate plan out there. So it's a huge part of the work we do, and something we're definitely looking to strengthen and deepen in the future.
Thanks for opening that up, because I think one of the best things that we can do is leverage community interest and passion for this kind of work. A lot of this is very grassroots, and in line with that, there's a number of really amazing folks in our community who are passionate about active transportation, and a few of us have banded together, and we're actually going to be putting together a active transportation group for Nelson area that's going to be not only liaising with the city in terms of what the community wants, but also just bringing together the kind of the best aspects of the Nelson Next climate ambitions, as well as just a lot of really kind of progressive and forward-leading ideas over the years that have been kind of banded together, but not really kind of put to fruition. So we're hoping to move this forward. And of course, anybody who's interested in active transportation can basically reach out to us. We have a upcoming presentation of what we would like to do at the Committee of the Whole meeting on November 21st to City Council, the evening of at City Hall. So yeah, anybody who's interested in the community can come on out to that as well.
And of course, if they want to come see you, they can come on November 26th at the Prestige for the Winter Cycling Expo, which was at what time?
It's at 12 to, noon to 4 p.m.
Noon to 4 p.m. Okay. Anything else you guys would like to share?
Nope, that's all. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks so much, Scott. It's always so great to be here.